Part 2, Pain and Politics. Chapter 4, B.E., Before Epidurals. If an alien followed me around on one of my call nights, he might well conclude that the human female sprouts a long, thin plastic tube from her spine just before giving birth. He would reach this conclusion because nearly every woman we popped in on that night would have an epidural catheter in place, one end taped to the skin over her lower back, the other plugged into a pump on a pole at the head of her bed. There's nothing unusual about my hospital, if you ignore the alien. Most American women, nearly 90% in some areas, have their labor pains eased by epidural anesthesia. Epidurals are so ubiquitous in labor rooms today that it's hard for many women to imagine not having one, let alone imagine a time when they weren't available at all. Yet until very recently, the idea of a woman choosing to lessen the pain that comes from forcing a too big fetus through a too small opening and staying conscious through the whole thing would have astounded the world. Most of that astonishment would have been focused on the fact of a nearly painless birth, of course. But many women, particularly those who gave birth in the middle of the 20th century, would have been pleasantly shocked at the idea of a woman choosing anything at all about the circumstances of her child's birth. The search for truly painless childbirth is as long as human history, and nearly as complicated. That search is populated by a wealth of characters, famous and not. Tossed together war and peace, suffragettes, natural childbirth, self-administered anesthesia, intrepid female reporters, God, hippies, the science of eugenics, and of course doctors, the evil, the clueless, and some who were pretty darn good. And you've got a story of good intentions and unintended consequences, of pain and, yes, politics. Because overlying a century and a half of scientific advance is a question of control. Who should call the shots in the birthing room? Childbirth is perhaps the only human condition in which pain is considered by many to be an unqualified good. It's also the only one in which the decision to reduce or eliminate pain is the subject of sometimes ferocious debate. In the past, those on the pro-pain side were often not the same people who actually experienced the pain. The all-male medical experts and religious leaders of the 19th century Europe and America, for example, resulting in a blind leading the pregnant situation. But in modern times, even among many who have actually borne babies, the ideal childbirth is often a tough-it-out, medication-free pain marathon. The pain of childbirth is natural.